Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. The human psyche has trouble with this, and they always have. If a man writes something in a jail cell in the dark when no one's looking, and then publishes it later, and it becomes the word of God, no one has trouble. If a man does it in person, people question it. And so the very concept that you might have in your body a portal that can open to the Creator is suspect to everyone. Now I know who's here. And I say that in love. I know who has gone the route. I know who has awakened with difficulty. I know the ones who awakened with ease. I know the ones who are old souls and the ones who are not. And there is no judgment of any of these. They just are. But all of you have had to make a decision. And the decision is that you do not stand alone on the planet. And if you listen to the words of the astronomers who have done the math and have realized that against all odds, there had to be intelligence in creation. The very term intelligent design creeping into astronomy. And by the way, against the wills of many scientists who say they want to keep it clean. They don't want an influence in the galaxy, but it doesn't follow the bell-shaped curve. They're realizing as well, there is something that cares. And that something that cares can have many names. And there are those who would assign the God word to it, others the creative source, others spirit, others simply the love source. And there are those in the room who know it so well and count on it, who have learned to drop into their core to heal themselves in times of trouble, to disengage from the fear. And the others are living their lives through it. And you wouldn't be in the room if there wasn't some feeling, perhaps, that God is there. And so it brings it back, does it not, to the statement I just made. You had to work at it, human being, to get to the place where this experience that you're seeing right now is believable to your psyche. And when that door starts to open, you give permission for validation, and that comes with the energy of emotion. Can you feel it? My partner is still in his body, and his consciousness is still there. He steps aside and allows the creative source to speak through him, the pineal, wide open, with as few filters as possible, using his language, his culture, and his mind to deliver to you the beautiful words from my side of the veil. And they are as follows: we know you. And that inside of each of you, what you perhaps call whatever you want to, a soul, is your true attributes of creation. That's you. You belong to the universe. And when you're not here, you're with us. It's not a mystery. Earth is simply a visit. But the test is, can you see that? And so as you sit in the chairs and these brief moments. I want you to feel the reality that this message is real and that you are much more than biology. That inside there is a spark. And after you take your last breath, the spark remains. The spark you can never destroy. And it's you. And it doesn't matter what incarnation or form or energy it takes, it's still you. And so we celebrate the yous in the room because that's what I love. And that's who I know. For the yous to me are family. And I know all of the yous here. The ones who are doubting that this is real, the ones who think it's a trick, and the ones who are having a healing at the moment because they have dropped into their core and they know it's real. And this is the difference, human being, and this is the test. How real can you make it? And can you live by it, with it, through it? And it won't make you strange. It makes you beautiful. You don't walk out of the room babbling in another language and appearing odd to people. You walk out of the room balanced. You walk out of the room in a loving, compassionate way, and you look at humans differently. And they know it. This is all of the masters of the earth knew this. They taught it to you. Didn't you just love to be with them? And some of you were. A balanced human being is a beautiful blooming flower on this planet of new compassionate love. That's the reality of what's going on. And so regardless of whether you think this is the man in the chair pretending to channel, or whether you feel the concept of the communication we have with you right now, regardless of the two, I will tell you that the reality is it's touching you if you choose to feel it. I am not a voice in the sky. I'm a voice inside you. And I have my hand out, not as crying, but as a representative of the family, of all that is, that planted the original seed on this planet and created you, the biology around the divine soul. It's time to wake up. The age of your biology is meaningless. What you learn today carries over. It's the first time I can tell you this, that the rules are different for Akashic inheritance. And what you learn today will carry right to the next lifetime, and you will awaken remembering it. Tonight, before you leave the room, I'll give an esoteric message. I'm going to give it today and tomorrow. It's complex. My partner has to get it right. And it's going to be a further explanation of how the Akash in the human being actually works. What it creates. The old attributes, the new attributes, perhaps even what is coming and what has passed. Starting to tie these things together so you'll understand something that is often elusive. We're even going to name the channel the elusive Akash. And you're ready to hear some concepts. Some of you will get and some of you won't. But that is the free choice of the intellect of the human being. Allowance of truth. Allowance of truth is biased in tradition. If it isn't what you were told, you're resistant. But if it's what you feel, therein lies the puzzle. Free choice. We'll see in a moment. And so it is.